Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, Lee.
What's that?
The return of segregation.
Really?
Yeah, the return of segregation. I mean, we spent so many decades fighting segregation, right?
Yes, we did.
And now, it's hip. It's hot. It is so cool. Do you see this? This is just bizarre to me. 75 American colleges are now offering black-only graduation ceremonies. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. This is a new study by the National Association of Scholars, okay, not some conservative group. At 43% of surveyed colleges now offer, and so they surveyed 173 colleges. 43% of those now offer segregated residential halls, which the organization refers to as neo-segregation. It's not real. It's just neo-segregation. It's cool. You'll love it. You know, like when black people weren't allowed to sit at the lunch counters with white people, you would think we wouldn't want to go back to that. Yeah, but apparently we do.
Well, apparently what they're doing, though, they're making sure that the white people don't show up.
See, and this is brilliant. So I was going to get to that. And this is brilliant. They figured out a way to keep white people out. They couldn't have like anti-white graduation ceremonies where all the white people were disinvited. So they just invited all the black people.
Right.
And that way they can block the white people out. So this is segregation.
Yeah.
But it's anti-white segregation. Sort of like the opposite of apartheid in Africa. It's still apartheid, it's just a different race. About 46% of colleges segregate student orientation programs. You don't have a choice in this. If you put your race down as black, you're going to the black segregated orientation program. So you can be free of white people. You will not be disturbed by having to see them. And there's a point I'm getting to here. I mean, this is highly disturbing stuff. And you know, the stuff that starts in our colleges finds its way into our schools and then before it into our workplaces. So that's why this is a big deal. Okay. 73 colleges out of the total 173 surveyed offered segregated residential arrangements. 72% segregate graduation ceremonies. Although these arrangements are ostensibly voluntary, students can't easily opt out. We track numerous indicators, they say, of neo-segregation from diversity fly-ins, which is where colleges fly minority students in, expense-paid segregated preview of the experience that awaits them should they enroll. Harvard began 2017 with its separate graduation ceremony for black students. We really wanted an opportunity to give voice to the voiceless at Harvard, an organizer of the ceremony told the Associated Press. So many students identify with the African diaspora that we don't necessarily feel welcome, that they don't necessarily feel welcome as part of the larger community. They don't feel like their stories are being shared. What is the purpose of this, do you think? I got a theory.
Well, it is to demonize Western culture and to separate this nation from its founding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty much what the way I see it.
Yeah. I think it's to teach segregation. I mean, the goal of the Democrat Party electorally is to get people to think of themselves not as Americans, but as groups.
Yeah. Identity politics.
Identity politics. And America is counter to your interest. You should be loyal first to your group. We should be able to peg you right into that group and hammer you in. And America is detrimental to your purposes. It's to disengage them, I think, from any sort of loyalty to America or Americans or American culture.
You are no longer part of the nation, but you are part of your identity group.
Exactly. It's that, but look what they're doing here. They're now beginning separate graduation ceremonies for LGBTQ students. So you know how they do this. By the time we're done, the only people who aren't going to have their own ceremony are white kids.
Yeah.
But they'll be barred from everything else unless they're gay.
We'll just mail it to you.
You're white, you're lesser, so we're just going to mail it to you. We have no money left over for your graduation ceremony. Besides, it'd be racist to have an all-white graduation ceremony. Well, why isn't it racist when you block white people off in a black graduation ceremony? What if you have a black boyfriend? You wanted to see him graduate, too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a black girlfriend, too bad. Got to leave you in the parking lot. What the heck? Is this 1963?
This is more like the 40s and 50s. I mean,
yes.
We've spent decades instilling the virtues of diversity into our culture and into this nation and into our government.
And then they realized that was a mistake.
Yeah, apparently so.
And they're wiping it out.
I disagree. I think diversity is a good thing.
No, I do too. We didn't realize how much we loved it till they wiped it out, made it illegal. Now it's no diversity. Diversity is just let's exclude white people from everything and have our own little hate group. So they're reinforcing this at the college level, preparing people to think not as Americans, but as groups. You know what's amazing to me? I saw this thing. I saw this crazy accident. We were going up to the mountains a couple weekends ago with the kids. I saw this crazy accident on the side of the road. We look up on the side of 85, and there's like, you know, a steep hill, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a car on top of the hill. It's driving on the grass on top of the hill, like at this crazy angle. Like it almost looks physics-wise like it would roll, but it doesn't. And it's just hurtling over the top of the hill, and you're like, oh my gosh, holy cow. And this is, you know, further up the road. You're like, what the heck? And it starts to barrel toward the highway, and you're like, oh no, this is going to be catastrophic. Because there's all kinds of cars and we're all doing like 70 miles an hour, right? And it just happens to hit the beginning of the guardrail. Right where the guardrail stops, the car plows into the guardrail.
Wow.
Yeah. And my husband and I have been looking for a while to see if anybody died. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you just watched the car just pummeled into the thing. Nobody went through the window. But it was bad. And it just crumpled the guardrail like it was tinfoil. And so immediately cars start pulling over, right? Like cars behind it, cars in front of it, right? And people are popping out of the cars and they're running like mad for the car, like trying to figure out, like, I got to get this guy out of here, you know, or woman or whoever it was in the car. Maybe they fell asleep. Maybe they had a heart attack. I don't know. Because it didn't look like they ever applied the brake at any point. It looked like they still had the gas compressed as fast as car was going. And so this guy pulls up behind the car, and I just see all of this in a flash as I'm going by. This guy pulls up behind the car, this old white dude, and he gets out of his car, and he's booking it down the highway, and he's pulling on the door, trying to get the person out, but the door's locked, and he can't. He's hammering on the, banging on the window, like, wake up, wake up, wake up. And then in front of the car, this black woman pulls over, and she's booking the other way toward the car. They both have frantic looks on their face. They've just seen this terrible wreck. And all I could think was, that's America.
Yeah, it is.
We don't know what color the person in the car is. Nobody cares. And the frantic looks on both their faces were just as frantic, you know, running, trying to just nothing on their mind, but trying to save that person. And I was like, come, that's America. You know what? There's no better test of who we are and what we believe than what you do in an instant before you have time to think about it.
Yeah.
And they pulled over right away. No hesitation. No thought for, well, is that a black person or a white person? You couldn't tell because, I mean, you had the, the airbag had deployed and you couldn't see a thing. And, that was just remarkable to me to watch that. And then the person behind her pulled over was a white woman, and she's booking it down the highway, and they're all trying to help. They're all trying to, you know, seeing this in the rearview mirror now. And nobody cares. That's what they want to destroy. They want to destroy our common humanity. They want to destroy our common bonds as Americans.
Yeah. Because when you have destroyed the cultural and societal ties of a population, you destroy the nation.
Yeah. It was like yesterday, I was at the Lowe's right near here, and I was looking for some garden soil, and there was this sweet little old lady, and she's like trying to pull this garden soil heavy bag down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to her, I said, hey, you need some help with that? I'll get it for you. She said, no, I'm just trying to read the back of it. I said, I don't need any help. And I was like, okay, because she looked pretty fragile, you know, I didn't want her lifting that. So I said, okay, that's fine. Well, if you need anything, just yell, I'm over here. And then like literally 3 minutes later, a black woman walks up to her. She's white. The old woman, and ask her the same thing. Can I help you? I don't, you know, do you need help pulling it down? And she told her the same thing. That's America.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you could see a little old person. She's by herself. She obviously should not be hauling 40-pound bags. And you're just a little, you know, you're concerned. You want to help her. You feel bad she's alone and has no one to help her. That's America. That's humanity. I just think, Lee, there's so much more of that in us than there is anything else in this country. And it's a shame that there are those who are trying to destroy it.
For political reasons.
For political gain. No other reason.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to jump to the Ingalls Advantage talk line in a sec, but some of you still asking about the announcement that we were supposed to have at 8:05. I apologize. Got some dates and some wires crossed there. We are going to have a lineup change that I think is going to only improve the lineup and raise the IQ here at 106.3 WORD, even higher than it already is. May double it, in fact. So I'm super excited as a listener, but I can't tell you right now. I'm so sorry. But we'll be announcing it on Tuesday next week. So stay tuned. Tuesday of next week, we will be announcing the lineup change. My apologies for that. But it'd be worth waiting for, I promise. All right. Let's jump on the line. Let's jump on the line with James in Greenville. Hey, James.
I want to take a natural extension to your neo-segregation policies that we're discussing. Maybe we could have an Air Corps of all African Americans. Wait, maybe we tried that back in the during World War II. That was kind of a black eye on America too then. So I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought this up, James, because when I saw you on the line, I was like, wow, I didn't think of that. I mean, if we're literally at the point in college, with college graduations, that black kids are having their own separate graduation because they can't bear to be around white people, how on earth will we defend this country? What are we going to fight in separate units?
Right. I mean, we couldn't have pilots of two different races in the same cockpit. I mean, they couldn't obviously have the common goal if they were in the cockpit together. I mean, we would definitely have to segregate them. Again, like you said, it's to fraction, you know, it's to develop factions in the United States instead of us all being Americans and fighting for one common goal, either raising people out of poverty on a social level or and making them self-sufficient or defending our country as a population.
Yeah. So
we promised never to forget after 9/11, and yet we have.
So. Yeah. Texter writes, Agenda 21, Civil War, James. That's exactly it. Divide, 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 divide. Teach people to hate. I mean, and that's what this is about. And when you add in, okay, and you can tell what happened here at these universities, and thank you, James, that they now have this, you know, all these universities are having segregated graduation ceremonies only for black people. You can tell what happened. The gay people went, wait a minute. And now they're having their own, too. Well, I mean, this is how it goes. Before you know it, the only people that aren't going to have a graduation ceremony are white males. White males would be the only ones not invited, maybe white females, too. I mean, these are big numbers. 75, where do we go? About 46%. Of the colleges surveyed segregate student orientation programs, 43% for segregated residential arrangements that's hard for kids to get out of, 72%, this is according to the study, 72% segregate graduation ceremonies. Though these arrangements are ostensibly voluntary, students can't easily opt out. That's a study by the National Association of Scholars. You're going to see this in elementary schools. You're going to see this in high schools. You're going to see, they will bust it out of the university. It's segregation. Texter writes, Tara, speaking on what you just talked about, I think that's why the Democrats are so anti-military, because when the blank hits the fan, all the little things go out the window and we reunite and overcome. Texter writes, can we guess at the programming change? And will you say if we are correct? No. Next question. Texter writes, new lineup? The whole station? No. Not the whole station. Texter writes, so why haven't any of these colleges been charged with violations of the Civil Rights Act? Somebody needs to sue. Texter writes, that good old left-wing social equality. Yeah, I know. That's really frustrating. Meanwhile, this is fascinating. It gives me hope for America, actually. Shows me Americans are a little wiser than I would have thought, the general public anyway. It's this new Gallup poll. I don't know if you've seen it. It's all over the place. And on its face, it looks like bad news. 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. But there's actually more good news in this Gallup poll than bad news. They just chose the bad news for the headlines so people like me would talk about it. What is it? Oh, and so much irony in here, I'll tell you. Coming up on the show in just a few minutes. And finally, Texter writes, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, the left has convinced the African-American community to segregate itself. But you know, if you had tried that in the 70s, or God forbid the 80s, they'd have called you a racist. That's the irony. They would have called you a racist. Well, black people need their own separate ceremony. Good God, that's what George Wallace was saying. But they're the left, so they get away with it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So if you're a Republican president in America, you don't get justice anymore. Now, they dole you out. You're requested what would appear to most people to be a judge, but is not actually. Now, you get what you get is an Obama donor in judicial robes appointed by Obama. Folks, and I know you don't follow the day-to-day stuff of this. I don't even bring it up to you most of the time because it's just boring. And I want to grind you down in boring stuff. I like to tell you what means something. This means something. You may have seen this. The Democrats decided that they wanted to do some opposition research, and they would go get all of Trump's financial records from before he was president. It's about a decade's worth. Because they want to do oppo research. And the original plan was to have Mueller do the oppo research. And they still may get that. There's 22 separate criminal investigations that have spun. Can you believe this? Spun out of the Mueller investigation? If Bill Barr is the real deal as attorney general, he will shut those down. He will shut those down when he comes to the conclusion. There's no other conclusion you can reach if you're an honest prosecutor. That the launch of the Mueller investigation, launch of the Russia probe was fraudulent. It was committed illegally. It was a setup. Folks, the goal has always been, understand this. This is what you need to know about Russia. They always knew there was no collusion. They've known that. The goal was to use the Mueller investigation as a way to get inside Trump Inc. and Trump's personal finances, personal bank account, his debit card, whatever. Whatever they can get. Because, I mean, nobody's ever gotten that before on a candidate. In a desperate bid to stop him before the country's tide turns in his way permanently, in his direction permanently. That's what this whole thing is about. The FBI was in on it. Hillary was in on it. The Democrats are in it. Okay. So you go judge shopping. And you go find this Judge Mehta, a Barack Obama appointee and donor. And he makes up the law. He just makes it up. He says, yeah, you got to turn over all his financial records. Now, what is so outrageous about this? There is no specified crime they're investigating because he didn't commit a crime. I would reference the Mueller report on that one. But they say they got to see all his financial records to see if he might have committed a crime. Folks, if they can do this to Trump, they can do this to any member of Congress who opposes them. This is the precedent, and that is terrifying. What does it mean? Let me ask you a question. You're a member of Congress, right? You're watching this. What if you were maybe you're not a president. What if you were an effective spokesperson against the Uniparty as a Republican? What then? They can do this to you. Why not? So what does it mean? It means that in the future, anybody who might want to pick up the Trump mantle, which will be intoxicating to somebody, which would be magnetic, which would be highly attractive thing to do, right? Because it's so popular. I mean, look, they're winning elections with it across Europe right now. Just running on what Trump ran on, right? I mean, my God, who wouldn't want to pick that up? How do you stop that? How do you kill it with one president? This way. Because say you're Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, right? She want to run for president next time. Say Ted Cruz had been elected this time. He couldn't have withstood this. He didn't have enough money. I mean, you have to have hundreds of millions of dollars. If this is how we're going to go forward, just to fight the inquests into your financial privacy, just to keep them off you legally. I mean, think about this. 22 separate criminal probes have spun out of the Mueller investigation once they got into Trump Inc. 22. Can you imagine what it would take to defend that? Personally, I mean, I can't imagine. He's got to be into tens of millions of dollars. Has to be, maybe hundreds. I mean, they may financially break Trump at this point, the way they're going. And so they are setting the precedent. If you oppose them, you will be financially raped. Your entire financial background will be spread before the American people in Oppo research. This will never happen to you if you go along to get along. You go along with the Uniparty. If you're Republican, if you're Democrat, never happened to you. But it will happen to you if you oppose them. They will destroy you. They have just put the presidency out of the reach of anybody but the mega rich on our side. A Rand Paul, a Ted Cruz could not afford personally to defend themselves. And at this rate, Ted Cruz would have long since run out of money. So would a Rand Paul. And they would be literally tearing them limb to limb. They would have their kids' financial records. They would have their spouse's financial records. They would have their grandkids' financial records. They would have Tiffany Trump's debit card records from college, which they're seeking. They would destroy you, your family, your son-in-law, your grandkids, their kids if they have kids. They will destroy everyone around you who cannot afford a legal team. Best not to run for president. And no matter how well the Trump agenda polls, say if he wins again, best not to run on that. I mean, you're going to need $150, $200 million in legal costs just to survive the thing. You're not a billionaire. You best not even consider it. That's what's on the table with this. That's why this is terrifying. And it's not even real law. He's an Obama donor with some robes. This MEDA judge guy. What a joke this man is. Do you know what he just did? Okay, how does our legal system work? Well, a judge rules something, but judges get it wrong a lot, so you get to appeal. Well, other Americans get to appeal, not Trump. He set the limit. Trump has a week to appeal. I mean, the remedy for potential political bias in a federal judge's ruling, this is an American thinker today, consists of the appeals process with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia and ultimately Supreme Court, right? Supposed to, used to be. Not anymore. Judge Maida's order literally forbids the Supreme Court from taking this up. I kid you not. This is new. It's new. He has made himself the Supreme Court of the United States. Nope, no appeals. Nope, you got a week to appeal. Otherwise, deadline. Democrats got to get all your financial documents, and we will destroy you. They're making it up as they go. So Trump's going to need a lawyer, a judge, to overturn not just the ruling that the Democrats get all his financial documents for no reason other than that they want them for Oppo research. He's also going to have this appealed. Now imagine you're Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. So people who want to save this country are watching this. They're not stupid. And you run out of money in the middle of this. And that judge's ruling is grossly unfair. It's not even based on anything remotely resembling the law or precedent. But you're out of money. They will steamroll you once they figure out you're out of money. They're going to get your kids' records. They're going to know what your daughter spent on her birth control prescription. They're going to know your son-in-law made a condom run at midnight because they're going to have his debit cards. Folks, this is what they are doing. It's Stalin-esque. It's sick. the precedent is disgusting. And here's the thing. Trump may beat them. They'll still win. Because every presidential candidate is looking at this. Now, if you are a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz and you get hit with this, what are you going to have to do? I mean, to defend yourself. What would you have to do to defend yourself from lawfare? Think about this. Think this through. They don't have money. I mean, not the kind of money it would take to defend yourself from this kind of attack. Unprecedented in American history on a president. You'd have to go to the donors, wouldn't you? You'd have no choice. You'd have to go to the donors for tens of millions of dollars to defend yourself against the ongoing attacks. And they'd own you, wouldn't they? See, because donors don't donate money to get stuff done that the American people want. You don't have to pay for that. Politicians would be inclined to do it. You have to pay them to do stuff that hurts the country. Or gosh knows, why would they do it? The donors have to pay these politicians to do things that hurt Americans individually. Give away their jobs. Disassemble our manufacturing. Break the country down and give it away piece by piece by piece. You'd have to go to the donors who want that for your money or nobody would pay. So even when Trump wins, and he will, he'll beat this judge eventually at a higher court level. Hopefully, please God, before they get his financial records. The precedent there is so horrifying, I can't even wrap my mind around it. It's literally thuggery to prevent anybody from ever opposing the swamp again or ever standing up for the people of the United States of America again, ever. Trump will probably defeat this judge. Probably. Hopefully he'll come out okay, but it won't matter. The damage will have been done. This is lawfare. And good candidates who might have wanted to fight for the people, regular people, even millionaires. Presidency's now out of reach for them if they want to fight for us. I mean, you got to be a mega, mega, mega million. I'm talking a minimum of tens of millions just to survive the lawfare. And if you only have tens of millions, it'll leave you broke. Trump promised a few weeks ago he'd give us the total one day what he spent, what this presidency has cost him. By the way, he doesn't even take a salary. It'll top 100 million when he's done. It's going to have to just for his personal legal defense and the legal defense of his entire family. That's what's at stake here, folks. And I don't know how to reverse this. I don't know how to fix it. It's precedent now. You must, if you're a Republican in the favor of the American people who's standing up for them, you must turn over every last financial record. Now you're thinking, well, why not just turn them over? Folks, accountants make mistakes every day. Look at Expert Tax Solutions. I was shocked to find the number one reason people end up in trouble with the IRS is accountant mistakes. They're human. They will find one in the Trump documents, guaranteed. Not an intentional one either. Some guy Trump's never even met who works in his accounting department made a mistake. And they're going to try to put him in prison for it. This will happen to everybody. And I don't know how to fix it, but it's out of control. It is out of control.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to jump on the line with Chuck in Tryon, North Carolina. Chuck, when I saw what you were calling about, I thought you were pulling my leg. And then I fact-checked it. Tell us what you have found out. I can't believe this is true, but it is.
Yeah, apparently this Tom Coleman guy, the guy who runs the college board, who came up with the SAT adversity scores,
yeah,
is the same guy that invented Common Core math. And it's like, give me a break here, expert liberals.
Yeah, it's David Coleman. You're right about that. He was actually the architect of the English Common Core section, which will warp your brain just as badly. But yeah, and if you've read about Common Core, they admitted at one point the point of Common Core was to handicap the smart or capable kids. I want to say smart, but capable kids, because their scores were so much higher than everybody else's that it would literally beat them down, make school so difficult that they wouldn't want to do anything. And I deal with that all the time with my kids. I can't even tell you how bad Common Core is. So, I mean, wow, you're right about this. Forbes reported that, too.
Yeah,
If David Coleman.
What do you do?
Yep, what
you
do?
You work for the government, promoted for incompetence.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Best way to get ahead.
Yep, allegedly so that students steeped in the new Common Core standards would be well prepared for the SAT, they hired him. And what does he do? Finds yet another way to slow kids down, hurt their scores, handicap them in life, and prevent them from moving on onward and upward. No surprise. That's what the left does, is it not? In everything they do, Chuck.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. Well, look, I got to go to Lowe's, so I'll.
Well, you do that,
okay?
Okay. So I don't want to hold you up. Thank you. If you could pick up a few things for me while you're there, I'd appreciate it. Anyway, text line 71307, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Ingalls Advantage Chalk Line, 800-347-1063. I'll talk about this in just a moment, this Gallup poll. You may have seen it. And it looks bad on its face, but it's not. 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. Okay, that's not good. But wait till you get inside the details of this. And what they want the government in charge of and what they do not want the government in charge of. Lee and I'll tee this up for Lee coming up in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, did you see this? This is out. We're going to get into this, too, in the next hour. Joe Budd. Joe China. 2007, which was like 25 years ago. No, wait, it wasn't. Video bowing to ban sanctuary cities for illegal aliens. There's a mashup online of video with Joe bragging about building, wanting to build. It was in a wall at the time. It was a fence, a very high fence, and how the other Democrats didn't want to do it, but he did. And this one, as recently as 2007, bragging about wanting to ban sanctuary cities. You know what the irony of that is? This is a guy who has done nothing on the campaign trail but tell us that because of Trump's views on illegal immigrants, he is a racist. Well, if they were Biden's views 10, 12 years ago, what does that make Biden?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.